To begin with, there were 46 or 48 children of different ages, from babies to 14 years old. My sister Ruth was the youngest. 4 months old, born on July 8, 1938, she entered the children's home on November 8, 1938. Life in the home was just fantastic. There was a garden, an orchard. It was in the children's home I learned to ride a bike. The home was excellently run. We celebrated the Jewish festivals for the first time here. We hadn't done that at home. I remember crawling under the table when Nikolaus came in. There used to be a grocery store where the school is today. Youth stood around and made fun of us or spat at us. There were fights. When we went out, we would experience these hostilities. I didn't find it easy to come to terms with. I didn't see what they had against us. The home was like a refuge. It had been set up by the Jewish Welfare Office in 1926 as a normal component of the social fabric. Things changed with Hitler's takeover and the growing exclusion, defamation, and discrimination of Munich's Jewish citizens. There were also children, 2 13-year-old boys, in the house next to the home. They came round to us because there were lots of toys and a beautiful garden. In September 1941, we were obliged to wear the yellow star. We sat in the garden, sewing the star onto every piece of clothing, and they threw stones over at us. The whole neighborhood was against us now. It was a situation that led to regular conflict with neighboring children and passers-by. We were abused verbally, called Jewish swine, or passers-by changed to the other side of the street when they saw us. When father was still in the army, he occasionally visited us at the home in his uniform. Once in October 1941, he went for a walk with my brother and me. We had to wear the star, and we went to a cafe at Danziger Freiheit, Münchner Freiheit today. We were wearing our stars, he in his uniform, and they refused to serve us. So he said, "I shall be served, and I shall only leave here when I and my children have been served." And then they served us. That was Franz Grube, painter, decorator, dogged and firm. Until then, we'd gone to the Jewish school by tram. Now that was forbidden. So we walked to school every day, 3.5 kilometers each way. I started going to school in 1937, and by that time already, Jewish children had to go to a Jewish school.